I just realized how much I love the bass in our intro music. I can just picture a guy like strumming his bass with like his pointer and middle finger just da 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 da.
But he's got to have a cigarette like on the side of his mouth. And then at some point when he's playing, he like puts it on the, I don't know what it's called.
Ashtray?
No, like you've never seen a guy smoking a cigarette. He'll put it like on the end of his guitar, like in between the strings.
Oh, no, not a cigarette. I've seen them do that with guitar picks.
No, they'll do that with a cigarette, too. Like, there's a little place that they'll wedge it.
Oh, gosh, that does not sound good for the instrument.
You just put it to the side, like, hold on, I'm back. And just come back. Put it back.
Ah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
I think that was big in the 70s. I think if you pull up some Aerosmith videos from the 70s, you'll see that.
Yeah, I will try to look that up.
Mm-hmm. What's up, everybody?
Hey, y'all.
Law and Disorder coming at you on Season 6, Episode 11.
1-1, you know.
It took us like 10 minutes to figure out it was Episode 11.
Yeah, we've both had long days. We couldn't count.
But we figured it out.
I know.
Episode 11 coming at you. Thank you to...
our sponsors. Let's name them.
Wavespace Audio for the music. And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. We're here. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks, you know. We space out our recordings. I mean, I can only take so much of you mm-hmm. in a day.
Yeah, so when we go like 6 months, that's because I did it. I caused it. But right now, we're in a good mood, so we're only going every couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. We do have, you know, full-time jobs and families and friends and lives, so.
And we like spending time with all of them, apparently.
I know, we somehow like them. Yeah.
They don't always like us.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-mm. So in those days when they don't like us, we come here.
Yes.
So, what are we talking about tonight?
We are doing a genital logic episode. I love this topic.
So, the premise of genital logic is that we take a topic and we do the male and the female perspective.
Correct.
And I'm pretty proud of myself because I found this one.
You did.
And, you know, it's one of those things where I saw it and I text you and I was like, hey, we need to do this one.
You did.
This is for the guys mm-hmm. that just don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like I'm normally picking the topic, but I try to pick things I feel like men and women have the complete 180 perspectives on. But I'm proud of you. You picked a really good topic.
I think this is a good one for the, it's not even for the young guys. It's for just the oblivious.
Yeah. Everyone.
So, I'm married and I've been with Myrna for a decade now, and there's still things that shock me. Not on this, but like the last genital logic, we were talking about girly stuff that I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get on with it. So this was talking about just women in general, like things that baffle them when guys say or do things.
Yeah, specifically they want to talk about calling out, you know, behaviors in men that they think they need to stop doing.
Yes. So let's start with this one here. Quote, if a woman tells you she's a lesbian when you're flirting, it means one of two things. One, she is a lesbian. Or two, she's pretending to be a lesbian, so you'll stop flirting with her. Either way, you should just stop flirting. How do you take that?
That is 110% correct.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes. Because sometimes we don't always feel comfortable or safe saying, I'm not interested or I have a boyfriend. They don't care. And if we're trying to deny your flirting or your advances, but we're still trying to be polite, we make that up. We literally say that.
That's like your default.
Yes, because if we're lesbians, it's, you know, then the guy's going to take that as it's not because she doesn't like me. It's because she'll never like me. She wants women. So I have no competition.
But then you get those guys that are like, oh, well, you've never had a man before. Or oh, you know, maybe you haven't had the right man. Or
I've known several lesbians, and this isn't the case for all of them, but just the ones I know that, you know, weren't born lesbians per se. They had relationships with men, various men. They went bad, and then they wanted to be lesbians and have great relationships. So not every lesbian was just born a lesbian, has only been with women.
Huh.
Yeah. Sometimes lesbians become lesbians because they had horrible, bad relationships with men.
So this is going to tee up a story. I don't know if I ever told you my lesbian story. So
you're a lesbian, Sergio?
No, no.
Just kidding.
Very, very short story. There was this girl that I knew in high school and in college. And we had chemistry. We got along. She lived in Lubbock, and I was in Dallas at the time. We got together. We'd hang out, whatever. And then one day, she, like, vanished on me. Like, just, like, we had, like, a really good weekend. I thought we was going somewhere, like, big, long-term. And then it's like, poof, she vanished on me. And this was back in the AOL days, the America Online. And she would pop in, like, a chat room, or she'd pop in, like, on Messenger, and I would send her a message. She never blocked me. For whatever reason, all these years, she never blocked me. And she would pop up, and I'd try and reach out to her, and she would just, like, ignore me. And never blocked me. So that was really, like, that was really weird. It's like, okay. So fast forward, this was when I was, like, 18, 19. Fast forward when I was about 25. I ran into somebody at a party, and she's like, hey, I know somebody that knows you. I was like, who? And this was a girl I went to high school with that I ran into the party. She goes, do you remember Courtney from Mesquite? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, I work with her. I go, like, really? And she goes, yeah. She goes, you know she's a lesbian, right? And I'm like, no. She's like, oh, yeah, she's like a lesbian, like full-blown, like, lesbian. She goes, she told me that she knew you, because, like, when we start getting to know each other, and she's like, oh, you're from Terrell. Oh, I know somebody from Terrell. Like, not many people from Terrell, Texas that you know. And she told her the story. She's like, yeah, we had this thing. Like, everything was going really good, but I just wasn't sure about where I wanted to be. She goes, and he was the last guy I dated. I didn't know that. And I went, like, 6 years not knowing that. Thinking, like, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't block me. She just doesn't talk to me. Like, what did I do wrong? She won't respond to my calls or my texts, but she hasn't blocked me either. What did I do wrong? So, like, that was a big relief whenever I finally found out.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, so, like, was it me? Like, she's like, no, it was all men.
Yeah.
You just happened to be the last one. That was, I still kind of want closure. I'll be like, you could have just told me, like, call me or something. She sent me, like, a Dear John letter. And then that was, like, a couple of weeks after we stopped talking. But then that was it. It was just kind of like, I love you and I want good things for you, but this can't work. But that was, it was, like, very, like, abrupt.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you mean it doesn't work? It worked fine for months.
Well, guess not.
You know? So, anyway, that was my story. So, yes, sometimes it just, I guess guys do it to them. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, here's another one. Quote, when you need to get past me, please don't put your hands on my waist, hips, lower back to move me aside. I don't know you. Stop touching me. I see that a lot. When I used to DJ, I saw that a lot in, like, the bars and the clubs.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to be touched. If we don't know you, don't touch us. Unless you're, like, tapping us on the shoulder, or you're saying, excuse me, like a tap on the shoulder, fine, you know. Or, you know, maybe you're tapping my hand, or you're trying to get my attention. But when you touch our shoulders, our back, our waist, those are intimate areas. And we're not used to people touching us there if we're not there with our significant other, or maybe, like, our best friend that might do that. So when someone does that to me, and I'm not with my best friend or my significant other, I'm like, what's going on? Who is this? Do I know you? I'm assuming I know the person.
So I learned that etiquette when I was DJing. Because, you know, you're always in a club or a bar and you're, like, a lot of people and you're trying to squeeze through. And, you know, because anytime we had to run to the bar or run to the bathroom, like, you run into a bunch of people. Because we're, like, in the most crowded area at the DJ booth. Like, right in front of the DJ booth. And I learned that very early on. And it would get to the point where I would, like, have my hands in the air. And I'm like, you can't see me, obviously, because we're not on camera. But it's like, I'm, like, trying to, like, scooch past you and, like, wiggle around you and, like, bob and weave. Because I didn't want that confrontation.
Yeah. Because we're automatically going to assume that you're doing it for, you know, nefarious reasons. Even if you are just legitimately, innocently trying to move us out of the way, you're trying to touch us to make a connection with us because you want something more.
So my vantage point at a DJ booth is you're elevated. You would see so much crap going on that you're like, this is just weird. Like, you could people watch all night and just see, like, that. You could see guys, it's like, that dude's just walking past girls to touch butt. Like, he's just grabbing some booty.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to grab some waist. It's like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, we don't go out to get groped, so don't do that.
Mm-mm. So, let me see. dismissing our safety concerns and trying to gaslight us out of taking basic precautions.
If they even know, like, they don't under, guys just don't understand. I'm going to give you an example. Something I learned. I learned this when I got my driver's license and I started driving on my own, like by myself. Because every other time I'm in the car with a parent or an adult. But when I'm by myself and let's say I'm walking to my car, I'm home walking to my car, I'm getting gas and I'm done, I'm getting in my car, I'm walking out of the store to my car. The second I get in the car, I lock the door. It doesn't matter where I am. I can be in my driveway. I lock the door. Every single time, no matter where I am. Even if I'm in the parking lot of a police station, I do that. It's habit. I've been doing it since I was 16. And I've been dating, or I dated my husband for several years before we got married. And now we've been married a couple years. We've been together quite a while. We drive together all the time. I drive a lot. And I do it even when he's in the car because it's a force of habit for me now. And for the longest time, he never said anything until one day I locked the door. And he's like, oh, I want to just, you know, throw this out of the car real quick. It was like wanting to dump his water or something. And I had locked the door. And he's like, oh, well, why'd you lock the door already? I'm like, I always lock the door. We just got in the car. I always lock the door. And he goes, but why? It locks by itself once you hit 15 miles per hour or whatever. And I'm like,
somebody could jump in.
I'm like, we're at a gas station. And he just looked at me and I'm like, do you not know that that's what girls do? And he had no idea. He'd never even noticed that I did that because men don't have to think about that kind of stuff.
I do it all the time.
I'm glad you do.
I lock the door all the time.
I wish more men did that.
And I think me and Myrna, my wife, and Andrew, my son, we were in the car somewhere one day, and we were at like a 7-Eleven, but it was kind of in an okay area, but it was foreign to us. It could have been a little sketchy. And it's like, get in the car, click, lock the door. And Andrew's like, well, Dad, I need to get out. I'm like, okay, like, well, tell me. I said, you're not just getting out. You know, or sometimes I do that too. It's like, Andrew, hurry up and get in the car. And he's like, well, why are you rushing me? And it's like, cause I don't know where we're at, dude. Like, and Myrna had to explain to him like, hey, Dad's just being precautious. That's Dad's job is to look out for us. And no, I assume everybody's trying to murder me and kill me. No.
This is why we're friends.
I had a Jeep Gladiator for a while, the Jeep truck. And I had a dude at a red light when I had the doors off. I had a dude at a red light pop his head in. Like, he was like a pedestrian, and he just popped his head in and tried to talk to me. Like, I don't know if it was homeless or what, but I was like, dude, I didn't really roll with the doors off very long after that.
This is the reason we never go to the bathroom alone. This is why we never go on walks by ourselves. Or if we do, we always carry mace or a taser or keys or something. Like, this is why we do these things.
Out of protection. This is a good one. Quote, just because a woman isn't smiling doesn't mean it's your job to change that.
Ooh, yeah. This one's hard for me because I don't know. I think I try to be a naturally happy person. I try to put things in my life that make me happy so that I'm not in a happy mood a lot of the time. Maybe, you know, being with my husband has helped me be happier. But yeah, if a woman is not smiling, there is a reason. If she's upset, if she is mad, if she is sad, those are her feelings. And if you're not the person who caused those feelings, don't try to, I mean, it's not your job to like make her feel better. Sometimes we need to have those feelings.
It's like a window. Like the guy sees a window open. He's like, oh, there's a spark of vulnerability. I'm going to use that to like try to get in.
Yeah, I can make her feel better.
I can make her smile. If I can make her smile, I'm going to get her number. The ones that I feel bad for, the women that have the so-called resting bitch face, because you always look upset. So how many guys talk to, I wonder how many, the ratio of how many men talk to them compared to regular women. If you always look mad or always look upset, like how more often are you getting harassed? Because I'm sure there's more guys like, oh, she's having a bad day. No, that's just the way she looks.
Yeah. And if that's just the way she looks, I hate how society says she must be in a bad mood or a sad mood when she's not. Because they don't do that with men. Men can have a blank stare on their face and it's not because they're spacing out. Like, we don't do that with men. So
y'all leave us alone.
Yeah, leave us alone.
Here's a good one. Quote, no is a complete sentence. Unfortunately, a lot of men, yes, I know not all, won't take no for an answer and demand we offer them a reason.
Mm-hmm. Men just, like, they just can't take it. Like, they can't compute. When someone says no, they have to have a reason. And, like, it has to be a legitimate reason or else it's not good enough. And that's not the case. Like, if a guy's like, hey, can I have your number? No. Well, why? No. I don't have to tell you why. Because even if I tell you I'm a lesbian or I have a boyfriend or I'm not interested, you're not going to like any of my answers and you're going to keep asking for it.
I know, because if you're like, I'm a lesbian, well, why did you talk to me to begin with? I have a boyfriend. Well, why did you talk to me to begin with?
Exactly.
You know? Why did you give me the look?
Mm-mm. No is a complete sentence, and to all the women listening, you never have to justify your reasoning, ever. If you don't want to do something, just say no.
That does go for guys, too, you know?
Yes.
We can say no, and it's just like, no.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries.
Boundaries, mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's another good one that I've heard a lot of this one lately. Quote, if a woman says she doesn't want children, don't respond by saying she doesn't know better. I don't know where you guys get off telling a grown woman that she doesn't know what she wants, but it needs to stop. If she doesn't want children, respect her decision.
This is a big one. It's hard for me to talk about this because this could be its whole episode, I feel like. But I hate the people that look at a woman who might be 30, mid-30s, doesn't have children yet, is open to having children but doesn't have them yet. And they're like, well, TikTok, it's now or never. Oh, what are you going to do?
Your biological clock.
What are you going to do when you finally want to have one and it's too late? You're going to be so sad. What are you going to do? You're never going to be able to have children, even though, you know, there's adoption, there's surrogacy, there are foster children. But whatever. I mean, I'm just speaking out loud.
And then I hate that. Do you get people that say stuff about, like, harvesting your eggs and stuff? Is that a new thing now? Like, you should save your eggs. You just never know.
I haven't really heard that.
Is that a rich people thing? The Kardashians do that.
Maybe they can because they're rich, because it does cost some money to keep those frozen. I think maybe it's more like sick people or people that know, like, maybe they can't carry a fetus to term. And so they do that for, like, possible surrogacy and things like that. But yeah, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean it's my job to reproduce.
We kind of get that. Me and Myrna get that. We only have one kid. We weren't supposed to be able to have kids. So, you know, when me and Myrna got together, we had that conversation that, hey, she didn't think she'd be able to have kids. Lo and behold, we got him. Great. Miracle. But we run into that when we're amongst people and they're like, so you don't want to have another one? Or you never thought about having another one? It's like, I mean, he's not enough. Have you hung out with him? He's expensive.
Yeah, in this economy, you want me to have another
one? But we get that too, where people like say stuff about us not having more kids. It's like, well, you don't know why we don't have more kids. Maybe that's all we wanted was one. Maybe we couldn't have any to begin with. Maybe we can't afford one. Like, there's a lot of different medical reasons. You never know. But it's like, who the hell are you to tell me, like, oh, you don't want more kids? It's real big in the Hispanic community because we're both Hispanic. Hispanics have multiple mm-hmm. kids, and some of them have, like, kids that are 11 months apart because they had one and then bam, they got pregnant with the other one. But it's like, you didn't want four kids? Like, we both come from a pretty decent sized family. You know, she's got three siblings, I've got two. You know, we've got cousins coming out the butt. So it's like, oh, you don't want more? No, we're good with just him. You know, I don't really owe you much more of an explanation besides that. But then sometimes I have to throw that out there. It's like, well, hey, we weren't supposed to have kids. Now how do you feel now I've told you that? Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Who are you?
It's time to start telling people to just mind their own business.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Ah, this is a good one. Quote, please God, some men don't wash their asses when they shower because it feels quote unquote gay. Stop worrying so much about being a macho manly man. Being secure in your manhood is way hotter. Go wash your ass.
I didn't think this was true until I saw someone on TikTok talking about this. Like, I understand men aren't manly men, macho manly men, you know, that think aren't going to necessarily, you know, they're not going to do the exfoliation. They're not going to do the special shaving cream. They're not going to do the fancy soap. I get it. You just need a bar of soap and you're good, right? And maybe shampoo. I understand. But the soap, needs to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't worry about you, Sergio. I know you take 2 to 3 showers a day. You are great. I am not worried about you. But for the other men out there, the soap goes everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I know your mom, when you were a baby, washed you everywhere, so you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do it. And unless, like, if... Maybe if, like, they have a bidet in their bathroom, I wouldn't be as worried. But this is America, and most people don't have those. And that's disgusting.
Talking about the bidet is disgusting, or...
No, the fact, like, if you use a bidet daily, yeah, your ass is pretty clean.
See,
but most people here don't.
I've used a bidet a few times, and I didn't think it... I felt like I needed to take a shower more after using the bidet. I didn't feel more clean. I felt like swamp ass, you know?
Did it have, like, the dryer on it?
Did that one have a dryer? I don't know.
Because I think they're supposed to come with the dryer, like the newer ones.
I don't know. It's like a whole, like, thing. Like, I don't know. I don't want a bidet. But yes, I've got a 9-year-old, and Andrew's very much a little boy, and I am teaching him, like, wash your ass. Wash it. Wash your feet. That's another one that guys don't really do that much. It's like, wash your feet. Just because you shower and the water and the soap is running down to your feet, doesn't mean your feet are clean. Kind of the same thing with washing your ass and washing everything else. It's like, wash it. Don't just assume because I have soap up here on my head and it's dripping down my body that that's enough. Like, use that little loofah or that little scrubber and scrub. Clean your ass. Clean it. You know? Because I told him, I said, your mom's never going to say dad's dirty. Mm-mm. She can say a lot of bad things about me, but she's never going to say dad's dirty. You know, dad might stink from time to time, but I don't stink because of that. I stink because I sweat. I didn't stink because I didn't wash my ass. Wash it. Wash it every time. Don't just wash it like on the weekend.
You shouldn't have to have this conversation with adult men. It's sad.
quote, following women when they're walking. I've been followed by cars, followed by men yelling at me, and had dead silent men follow me to work and then stand outside. What the heck?
Yeah, yeah. If you're a girl, you've been followed at some point. At some point. Like, it is bound to happen.
Really?
For me, I was followed the most in the grocery store. When I was in college, in my college town, there was a grocery store in my area that I typically did my main grocery shopping at when I needed stuff. Mm-hmm. And out of my 4 years of college... being in that town, I got followed in that same store 3 times by 3 different men within a 4-year period.
So the places that I don't believe I ever talked to women would have been like the store, unless it's somebody that's initiating conversation with me, but where I'm like, oh, I'm going to go talk to this girl. The store and the gym. Same thing. Unless somebody has talked to me, or maybe if we see each other like daily. And then at some point it's like, you know, hey, how you doing? Whatever. But like, oh, random hot girl, I'm going to go say hi to her. Those are the two places I've never done it because that seems like the most inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a social setting.
No.
When you go to the grocery store or Walmart or Target, you're just going to shop. And some people use that as therapy. They like to wander down the aisles and they like to, you know, browse and all that. It's their form of therapy. Some people just put on their headphones. Like when I go grocery shopping, sometimes I wear my headphones and I'm just like cruising through the aisles like... you know, go to the gym. I'm in the mode to go work out. Like, I don't want to talk to somebody. I've had people come talk to me, like, just dudes at the gym. Like, hey, what's up, bro? I'm like, I'm working out. Leave me alone. So I can't imagine a woman at the gym or at the store minding her own business and some dude, like, following her, wanting to holler at her. Like, that just seems weird to me. If that seems weird to me as it happening to me, I can't imagine a woman.
Yep.
You know?
It's like everywhere is an opportunity, and it's like, nah, dude, like, leave me alone. Like, we see you. Then, like, they think they're so, you know, inconspicuous and, like, playing, you know, they're like a ninja, right? Like, oh, she can't tell. She can't tell.
I'm not being sneaky.
You understand that anytime I'm out in public by myself, I'm constantly, like, aware of my surroundings, doing a 180 all the time, right?
I'm not being sneaky. I'm being suave. You don't know. You just don't know, girl.
Oh, my bad.
You don't know real game when you see it. Ah, here's one. Quote, not calling out other bros for misogynistic behavior. Like, when guys start, like, hollering at girls and start saying, like, crazy stuff that they know damn well they shouldn't be saying, you know? Usually there's drugs or alcohol involved. I mean, I haven't seen many, like, sober guys that did it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. When they're doing that, it's because they're feeling brave, and sometimes they've had some liquid courage, I think, to help with that.
I know, but some of that stuff, like, you wouldn't say it sober. Why would you say it drunk?
Because they're a different person. I'm a different person when I've been intoxicated. I know, but I'm
saying, like, that's a whole different level of, like, you're just straight being disrespectful. You know, I've seen people get their ass kicked for saying stuff like that. I've seen dudes just jump in and be like, dude, you shouldn't say that. And call out people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, that's just rude.
Yeah, but they're not scared to be rude.
Until they get their ass kicked. Then they're scared to be rude. That day. Ah, here's another one. Can't believe we're having this one. Quote, please stop sending dick pics to random women online. It's just straight up creepy and gross. If a woman wants to see your dick, she'll ask for a picture.
This, I didn't know this was a thing until I got to college. But yeah, this is a thing. Like, I haven't used dating apps, so I'm sure a lot of people that are on Tinder or Plenty of Fish or whatever that's out there now, Match.com and stuff. Just because a girl is on there and she's been messaging you for a few minutes does not give you the right to send something like that. And here's, you take that a step further. Let's say you're messaging a girl that you met like an hour ago, right? Blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Never met in person. You only know what she's told you on the phone. How do you know that's an adult? Ooh. How do you know that's not like a minor?
Good call.
You know, and then you send this picture and now, you know, you just committed a felony because that is pornographic material to a minor.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the question I have. And I've always been kind of intrigued by this one. Because I've received pictures in my dating career. I've seen I've seen pictures of women. But my whole thing has always been like, did she just have those laying around on her camera roll? Like, did she take that for me? Or did she, like, has she sent that to 17 other guys tonight?
It's possible some of them are recycled.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, she just had that laying around, huh? Like, you can tell.
Well, yeah, and like, if the person is on there for that kind of stuff and wants to send that stuff as well, then yeah, they take pictures ahead of time in different outfits or
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, I know damn well she didn't change into that outfit to that outfit that quick.
No. You know? Yeah, that was taken before.
So that's the other question I would have. Like, what guy just has like a roll of dick pics and he's just like, oh, I'm going to send her this one. This is a good angle. I'm going to send her this one.
I guess maybe it's more than we're thinking.
You know, I mean, like, it goes for men and women. Like, mm-hmm. Very rarely do I feel like somebody receives that picture and like they're chatting. They're chatting with a guy. They're chatting with a girl. I think I'm going to send him this picture. Snap. I'm going to take it for him right now. And it's like, no, I want to see the timestamp on that thing. I want to see the date stamp. You're not just sitting there laying in bed thinking, I'm going to send him this picture. Got that shit laying around from 6 months ago.
I bet that's the case a lot of the time.
You had brown hair last time I saw you. You have blonde in this picture. Come on, man. Here's another good one. Quote, unsolicited advice. Don't tell me I'd look nicer if I let my hair down. It's up for a reason. Just don't approach me with any sort of comment about my appearance. I'm perfectly happy with myself. Do you have guys that do that?
Not so much now. I feel like maybe in like college that happened to me a few times. I mean, since COVID, things have changed. But yeah, I mean, now that I'm married and, you know, I'm not dressing to impress other people anymore. Like, not that I'm dressing all slutty or anything like that, but at the same time, I dress to make myself comfortable. I dress in things that make me happy, make me feel good. So some days that's shorts and a t-shirt. Some days that's sweatpants. Some days I wear a sundress with sandals and I look cute because I'm feeling it. But who am I dressing for? Who is here? My dogs? My husband knows what I look like. He knows my clothes. he thinks I look good in everything. Thanks, babe. But yeah, like, who? I'm not at a job interview. Like, who?
Right.
I didn't go to the store. Yeah, I went to the store in my sweatpants and my flip-flops with my hair all matted because I'm at the store. I don't care. Right. I don't know you people. Who am I dressing for? The groceries? Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. We can go down a whole other rabbit hole in regards to attire. I saw a girl at the gym one day, and she went with her friend. Like, I'd seen the girl, but I hadn't seen the friend before. And they came in, I think they met up to, like, hey, let's work out together. Let's try this. And the friend came in with, like, full-blown makeup and all this stuff. And you could tell that the other girl's like, what the hell are you wearing? Like, they're trying to work out, and she's like, you can't really work out with those nails. You can't really work out with those shoes. Like, it was pretty funny. Because I think it was me and another guy that was like, what the hell is the friend wearing?
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress? You're at the gym.
I mean, at that point, maybe that person was trying to find someone to impress.
At the gym?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
That's how we as girls, like, put that out there, that we're interested, is when we do that. But I think the girls that aren't wanting attention, yeah, they're not going to dress for other people. They're going to wear their normal workout stuff, no makeup. They're not going to do their hair.
Yeah, she had like a, she looked like she came from the club.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she was all glammed up. Okay, let's end on this one. Quote, commenting on the fact that I'm a woman while I'm working. I don't really care if you haven't met a woman cabinet finisher before. Just let me do my job and stay out of my way. You know, you'll run into, like, especially nowadays, you'll run into women over the last, what, 50, 75 years have evolved in the workforce. You see women that do jobs that you wouldn't have seen them do 50, 75 years ago. I've seen women working for, like, construction companies. I've seen them working, like, on the side of the road, like, for TxDOT. I've seen them working cabinet finishers. You see them working at, like, Home Depot. And, like, you know, all these cool things. Welders, mechanics. It's like, what does it matter? If she knows how to do it, I don't care.
Exactly.
You know, and if anything, you should make them feel more empowered. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't belittle them because they're doing that, or be like, oh, well, I've never seen a woman mechanic before. I've never had a woman change my oil before. It should be more like, well, good for you. I'm glad you're doing that. Why would you belittle them? Or why would you be, it's like a backhanded comment, right?
Yeah. And you have to think too, it wasn't that long ago that women legally weren't allowed to have those kinds of jobs. I mean, we're talking, what, within a century?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago that women were not allowed to be doctors. We were not allowed to be lawyers. We were not allowed to have a credit card. We were not allowed to have our own bank account. We were not allowed to own property. Like, it wasn't that long ago. So I think society just hasn't caught up to the fact that we can all do the same jobs that men can now. So we can be the doctor, the lawyer, the engineer.
Well, and I think it goes both ways too, because you'll run into that sometimes with men where they're like, well, I've never seen a male nurse before. I've never seen a male babysitter before. You know, I've never seen whatever, a male interior designer. It goes the same thing. Mm-hmm. What does it matter who's doing it? Obviously they're a professional. Somebody hired them. To me, it just comes down to respect. Like, so what if I've never seen one? He doesn't care. He or she don't care about my affirmation that I'm proud of them for doing their job. Who is it? Like, mind your own business. Just leave them alone. And even if you do think it, don't say it.
Really. Just keep your mouth closed.
I think that's really what a lot of this is. A lot of this stuff from this BuzzFeed article is like, if you're going to think it, wait, whatever. You're going to think it because nobody can run your mind. But shut up. Like, think before you speak.
Mm-hmm. Mind your biscuits and life will be gravy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Casey Musgraves. Yeah. I like it. So, that was a pretty interesting conversation there.
It was
enlightening.
I like talking with you because you give such a good perspective. And I'm glad we agree on a lot of stuff. And this, because I feel like people that tried to do this that don't agree on a lot of stuff would start to argue.
They, like, gaslight each other. It's just for drama.
Yeah.
We don't have any drama.
No, anymore. We leave our drama at the door.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's how you're supposed to live life.
Leave your drama at the door.
She might think I'm an idiot when I'm saying certain things, but she leaves it at the door.
Yeah, and I don't always say that out loud. Like, I keep that to myself.
I think one time you did, and you felt bad.
I immediately felt bad, but I was like, well, people are just going to call it out online, so I should just call it out now, and it'll be nicer if he hears it from me.
I know, and I was like, oh. But I remember it, like, 5 seasons later. Mm-hmm. Season 1, episode 2. Anyways, I think that's going to wrap us up.
Yeah, we'll end it there.
So, first of all, let's thank the sponsors. Thank you to Wave Space Audio for the music. And thank you to Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs. That's going to wrap up season 6, episode 11.
Yes, it will.
So, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Later.
Bye.